Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Touchgrass Wrestling Podcast. I am your host. My name is Johnny Romano.
And I'm Grayson Green.
And we're back, baby.
We are back. We are sitting in Irish Village having a few pints, 2 hours. Well, the show is about to kick off at Warehouse Ball.
Absolutely. It's not our fault as well. It's because the booker didn't announce any of the matches prior. But we are here. We're going to do our thing. We're going to be there at the event in a couple of hours. We're going to shout our brains out. And Noah's going to use the stuff.
We have the fizzy. We have the pints going down, Johnny. We have the sizzly fingers coming out tonight.
Sizzly fingers, are they coming tonight? We've got to bring them out. I'm straight from all in. I've been ill for God knows how long, about 2 weeks. But Daddy's back now. Daddy Ash is back.
Daddy is back.
Ready to spit bars and burn cars.
Exactly. We're here to give you the predictions. And we're going at it right now with our first match. What we got?
Let's do it. We're going to talk about Cryptid and Lee Reza. We know they've had a big rivalry. Now, this is the first time we're going through the card. We've not even looked at the card because it has been announced so late. So we are reacting. This is organic reactions right now. Cryptid and Lee Reza, 2 out of 3 falls match.
2 out of 3 falls. So yeah. This is not only the rubber mats because they've got one on one a piece.
Yeah.
But this is 2 out of 3.
This
falls.
Is a big decider. Now, we were saying back in the day, will it be a Hell in a Cell match, the rubber mats? Will it be a false count anywhere match? It's 2 out of 3 falls,
and I'm liking it. What are 3 falls though? Is each match gonna have a different stipulation?
I just think I'd like that.
So like the first one is like a ladder. The second one's like a false count anywhere. And the third's a no disqualification. That someone comes in to help someone as a no disqualification.
That could happen, but I'm gonna go with my prediction straight away, and I'm gonna think that Ali Reza is gonna smash Cryptid over there with a chair. Get the disqualified straight away, take the pin, 1-0, and then dismantle Cryptid just like that.
I think
Kurt Angle did that to Eddie Guerrero back in the day.
So you're going Ali Reza for the win?
I'm going Ali Reza for the win, yeah. I think we looked at the rankings, we've done our rankings. I think Ali Reza's going to keep on climbing them rankings. And obviously the show before, we've had our big hiatus. Ali Reza put on an absolute barnstormer.
He did.
He stole the show on the night with that tables match as well. And that was against Cryptid. So I'm going to go with Ali Reza here. He picked up the biggest win of his life at the last event, and he's going to pick up another one. He's going to keep on going, and he's your guy. He's in great jobbers, and tonight might be the night of Ali Reza.
I think it's the time for Ali Reza to shine. It's his coming out party. It's his grabbing the brass ring opportunity here. I'm going for Ali Reza, but I'm going for maybe like each one has a different stipulation, but I'm going that the last match will be a no disqualification out. And someone from KJ's side, someone from the evil side, if you want to call it evil, will come out and cost Cryptid the win, setting up a feud for Cryptid in the future, but guarding Ali Reza to maybe a future opportunity, the title.
I can see that happening for sure. And obviously, we're going to go into it. There's going to be the team recruits are going down tonight with KJ and Lamrod. I think we might actually find out who is going to be on Team KJ and Team Lamrod tonight. And obviously, with that match, like we say, Ali Reza be Cryptid, there is pure shades of green that are grey there. We know there's black and white. We know there's Cryptid and Ali Reza. We know one of the managers is going to get one of them. And we know the other is going to get the other. So, like you say, there's going to be twists and turns in this match tonight. Do you think people get involved in that match?
There is. I think people will be involved in this match. I think someone's going to come out and cost
Cryptid the title. I think it'll be TKJ getting involved. Let's get into it then. Dubai World Tag Team Championship. We've got Sexy Sam and Johnny Evers defending the titles against Fires.
Out of nowhere, this came.
It came out of nowhere. Yeah, and have we seen Fires and Nova team up before in the past?
I haven't.
I don't think we have. We've seen, obviously, Fires and MK.
Yes.
And Nova and MK, but I don't think these two have paired together. We've seen Lock Horns. This could be very interesting. We've got 2 stars, Fires and Nova teaming up. But they're very, you know, we know Nova is very egotistical, former world champion.
Yeah.
We know Fires is trying to climb that mountain to become a new world champion. Will their egos clash tonight? Will they be able to get on?
I think they will clash tonight. I think there could be a rift. I think they could set up this one for a rift in KJ's team. He might say these two are in my team, but cause a rift.
And there
will be a little bit of uncertainty going into the next Desert Warfare, if that's the next event coming with WrestleFest.
I can't wait for Desert Warfare, by the way. Well, like we're saying, this is a build-up night tonight. I figure Brian is saying that.
It is. It's like a go-home show.
A go-home show.
Or Desert Warfare.
Desert Warfare.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Sexy Sam and Johnny Evers pick up and retain titles. Is this their first title defense?
that I know of.
Yeah, because they won the titles. Obviously, Shaheen's going away.
Yeah, they
came out to the, was it the Triple H?
Oh, yeah.
I believe that was the same guy. So, yeah.
El Muerto came out.
It was Shaheen.
Well, they should know. And then Shaheen took off the, and he got on the,
took off the arm. Wow.
And had the ref shirt on.
Yeah. So it wasn't the last of the bet. Yeah. It was the previous. So I'm going to go with Sexy Sam and Johnny Evans retaining. I think it'll be a hell of a match. It's four meaty men slapping meat.
It is.
And the only thing that's better than two meaty men slapping meat is four meaty men slapping meat.
Oh,
what? I think this will be match of the night.
I think you could be right. I'm definitely going for, Sexy victory to pick up the victory here.
Fantastic. Right, let's get to the next match. We've got a DXB Medallions match, and this is interesting because it's a big opportunity for Mario Yanyano. He's taking on Corey Byrne. He looks like he's going to be defending his DXB Medallions tonight. We obviously know that he was given them by Shane. We know that Ramsey wasn't too happy in the post-match interview that he's been leading up to the event. We'll obviously find out a lot more about that. He says that Corey didn't deserve it. He was handed it, whereas Ramsey had to earn his way to the top of the mountain. Koya was handed it by Shaheen after winning the Medallions tournament, which is fair enough. We're going to soon take on Maria DeAngelo. Now, we know that Koya was papered to be against Mario. That was back when MK was meant to be against by Gervais. MK didn't show up to the event, which meant that Koya then had to fill in for MK to take on by Gervais, and Maria was then entered into the tournament subsequently. I think this is going to be a hell of a match, by the way. Didn't we see Koya against Maria?
We have, and he put him out of action because he gave him an ankle injury.
Yes, Rio won the match. We're going to see Koya with his newly rejuvenated self with the medallions retaining the medallions.
I think Koya will retain the medallions. He's on the path to face Ramsey, and I can't see his path ending here at DeAngelo. I can't see that ending here. I think DeAngelo is going to cop a loss here. And it will be Koya holding his hand up at the end with the medallions in the other hand.
Do we think we'll get a cash in tonight, or do we think Koya's not that kind of guy?
Koya's not that kind of guy.
It's going to be an honest cash in, a one-on-one match.
If you've seen
on OBL, man.
Yeah, if you've seen the Instagram, he said he wants to beat everyone in the back before he faces Ramsey.
Well,
I don't think that he will take that option to cash in tonight, unless he's a sneaky Koya. You don't know. What you say and what you do are two different things. We've seen that before at WrestleDex.
We've seen that plenty of times.
Yeah.
I'm eagerly anticipating this match, by the way. So, Koya Byrne v. Maria DeAngelo. I'm going to go with Koya to retain the medallions.
I'm going to go Koya, but I'm eventually going to pick one opposite you so that we're going to have a winner at the end of the night.
Wow, well, this might be the next one. We're going to have Roxy taking on Amel. Homegrown Roxy taking on a former WWE NXT star, Amel. And this is going to be the DXB Women's Tournament, the first round one. We were discussing ourselves on a past podcast. Did we think that the DXB Women's Champion Tournament, would be its own event?
I thought it would be as well.
This has answered questions, and it isn't. But I'm so pumped for this. This is the co-main event for me.
Yeah, it's got to be. Maybe it's even the main event of the evening. I don't know.
World title match.
Oh, yeah. World title match.
But it could be in its own right.
It could be. Amel coming over to get a loss from Roxy.
It's a tough one, this, isn't it?
Well, passing the torch. Does Amel give Roxy her dues because he's putting in her hard yards? After this match, does she go on and face another woman for the keep going towards this tournament?
My insight is that for me, it's the Roxy tournament. It's the women's world tournament. She is the homegrown star, and I can't see her going out in the first round.
Nah, I can't either, really.
I think that would be right. But Mel's a hell of a star in her own right. She's a former champion. I think she was a champion for 4 years in the company. But she was meant to be at a previous event. Obviously, I don't know what happened on that end.
No.
She's back here tonight. She's taking on Roxy. Can we just say, by the way, this is the biggest night of Roxy's life. This is a young girl. She's still a teenager, by the way. One of Shaheen's Padawans, young Padawan. We've seen her get better and better and better every event we go to. I don't know whether you've yet to be fully convinced at this moment in time by your arms ratings in the
right
prior. But I think, I think this is going to be a hell of a match. And if Roxy could compete with a former WWE NXT competitor, then Roxy has proven that she doesn't only deserve to be there, she is there.
Yeah, so I'm going for Amel for this match.
Of course you are.
Yeah, Amel. I'm going to go. She's a little bit too green behind the ears, Roxy. I think Amel's going to put her in her place. Too much veteran knowledge on her behalf. And she'll do the handshake then and go, you've got the talent to go far in this company, but at the moment, you haven't defeated me. go back and defeat other people. Like, come see me again in the future.
I think it's hard to see against the Mel, but I think it's hard to go against Roxy even more.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with Roxy for the dub air.
There's the first one.
There's the first one. Should we go on to the main event? It'll be the main event.
Yeah.
We were there for the fantastic evening that our guy, the first ever person on the podcast, Ramsey, he picked up the gold. It was an unbelievable night of action. We loved every second of it.
Oh, we did.
Emotional as well, seeing Ramsey win that match.
We loved it, mate. We loved it. It was all, that whole thing was emotional. Every minute of that event was emotional.
It was emotional. Obviously, it was a vacant title. We know that there's been reasons why. But he won the match on his own right against Fires, cashing in the medallions. Ramsey, he's been doing a lot of stuff. I've been seeing him at neighborhood food halls in Motor City. He's been there taking the belt to sushi places. He's been eating Mexican food. I don't know if that's the right preparation for World Tower, but he's getting the belt out there, and that is the most important thing about being a champion of DXP.
Exactly. Finally, someone stepping up and taking notice. Finally, someone doing off his own back. Not just events, but during the downtime, during the lull between events, he's out there promoting the company. Finally, we have a guy that knows what to do with this belt.
Yeah, we've got a real champion. And it's not just the way that you win a belt. It's not about carrying a belt. It's not an accessory. You have to act a champion, not just in the ring, but also outside the ring. And this man, we said it when he won the title, we said he's going to be the ultimate champion. He's taking on, let's not go with this, ain't another dog, by the way. This is Carlos Zamora. He's a star coming out of the Philippines. He's here to defend Koya's honor. Ramsey has obviously gave a lot of stuff, a lot of shit out to Koya in the past. And he said that you ain't there. Well, this guy's coming out. He's making his debut tonight. He is a bit of a sensation coming up through the ranks. Carlos Zamora. And he's going to try and steal the show tonight and steal the title from Ramsey. But I just don't see anything other than a Thomas Hatch and Ramsey win.
Where's he from, Carlos?
Filipino.
Filipino.
Right, the Filipinos.
Well, interesting. Well, does
that offer Zamora v. Koya, who's the best Filipino wrestler?
Yeah. Does Koya come out to cash in? And Carlos goes, this is not how we do it in our culture.
Wow.
We are fighting people. We are respectful people.
Wow.
Go away. Fight another day. And if you try to do something, I'll stop you.
Wow.
Setting something up for Carlos and Koya, like you
said.
Do
you think that could be?
You just don't know. I don't know. But that'd be kind of cool, though.
I think that Koya might get involved. Maybe Koya's reffing it.
Is he the ref?
Imagine he's the ref.
Quick count.
We can't want Zamora to win the title. Zamora versus Koya. No, we can't have that.
And then Carlos hands in the title like Shaheen did with the medallion.
Oh my God. You earned it.
Yep. And Koya ends up turning heel.
And turns on Zamora.
Turns on Zamora.
Yeah. And then after taking the title.
Exactly, yeah.
I can't see that happening. It's going to be a tough one, but I love your prediction. I love your prediction.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, though, because I want to win the prediction show.
Yeah.
Mr. Green.
Of course.
I'm going to go with Carlos.
Are you going to go with...
No, I am. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with the Hatchet to cut down the Filipino. I'm going to go with Thomas Hatchet Ramsey to win and retain his DXP title.
Okay. I have to go for Hatchet. I can't not go...
I don't think I've ever not backed the Hatchet.
In case the Roxy match is maybe a disqualification and no one wins it, how does Ramsey win this match? By pinfall?
Or no, he chokes him out.
Chokes him, yes. You got submission,
Yeah. Straight out, arm down. I tell you what, though, this is going to be a clinic. I can't wait to be ringside here for this match.
And actually, this was just a small package.
Oh, Paul's package.
Yeah.
Paul's package.
Just like, bang, 1, 2, 3, done.
Well, it could be, though, if Koya is the ref.
Yeah.
Koya can't be the ref of this. They've got to get rid of the bag.
I just love it. If Mish comes out as the ref.
Oh, Mish.
Mish comes out as the ref.
Mish on the
and Fish just goes, we have a special guest referee. It is Koya.
Oh.
So we can keep a close eye on the what's happening.
Did you see Mish get involved tonight some capacity?
I think Mish will be.
Will he be the wild card pick? I'm rock. Should we pick our 5 and 5?
Yeah.
So we're not got Shaheen?
No, we don't.
So who's going to be team?
Koya's been confirmed as team captain.
Oh, the last previous event.
Yeah.
So we'd have Koya there.
Koya.
Sexy Sam.
Yeah.
Johnny at No Show Ever.
Yeah. Cryptid.
And.
Oh.
Could be Mish.
Maybe they put Roxy in there.
No. Do you reckon? No, I think it'll be Mish.
Should we turn up MK?
Oh my God. No chance.
No chance.
What chance?
No chance.
Michigan, you know, God. I'm going to say Mish. I think Mish will participate. And it's a good way to introduce Mish to the audience.
It is.
In a five on five.
And he could even turn on him. He could turn. No one knows. No one knows at all.
Knows that Mish is he's shades of grey at the moment.
Jeez, yeah.
All we know about Mish is he takes those shish. That's it.
Exactly.
That's all we know.
Damn.
Because he clawed everyone.
Yeah.
Right. So we got our predictions there. Should we predict Team KJ?
Yeah, we're going to go for Nova Nox.
Nova Nox, yeah.
Yeah.
Fires. Unless there's a bit of aggro.
Yeah. Right. Zephyr, J-Blade.
Yeah.
And maybe Ali Reza.
Di Morello.
Yeah.
Ali Reza, yeah.
Ali Reza.
Well, no Ramsey.
So Ramsey's going to be fighting for his title with someone else.
Oh, we know he's a low ranger anyway. Well, that's it. Grayson, after two long months, WrestleFest DXB is back. So make sure you join us all tonight as the action unfolds live at Warehouse Floor. If you've not got your tickets already, then you're sold out.
Sold out, so you
messed up.
You should get a chance to see us.
You missed the chance to see us. And make sure next time you use TGW10 check out, because you're helping the podcast out as well. And also, it's very nice of you to do so. Warehouse Floor, Dubai, 7 p.m. We are going to be there. There is meet and greets at 6 o'clock. If you do meet us, we might be a bit worse for wear.
Yeah.
But we're going to be a bit cuddlier than ever.
Oh, we will be.
So we'll see you there. I can't bloody wait.
Can't wait.
Grayson, there's only one more thing to say. If you don't like this,
touch grass.